Each weekend, we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended. Balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro. 256 gigs. $1,099.99. And new line minimum $100 plus a month. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data. 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRGN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown in day 20 impacting furloughed federal workers and Americans who rely on government services, including farmers. Joe Maxwell is a fourth-generation farmer and president of Farm Action Fund.
While we're in harvest, it's now that farmers begin to prepare their fields and to make plans for next spring, for spring planting. So it's really a critical time for the government to be shut down. Really puts the farmers in a horrible personal stress, financial stress for the farms.
The Senate taking up a vote again later today aimed at ending the shutdown. Hamas has returned another body and it is in Israeli custody where testing will take place, trying to verify if it's one of the deceased hostages. President Trump today threatening to eradicate Hamas, he says, if the violence against Gazans doesn't stop after reports by the State Department that Hamas has violated the ceasefire deal. This is ABC News. Problems persist after the Amazon Web Services outage today, disrupting popular websites worldwide. A wide variety of companies, too, including the Wall Street Journal, Roblox, Facebook, and several airlines saying they have problems.
Amazon Web Services says the problem is tied to its domain name service. DNS is the technology that translates what you type into a web browser like Facebook.com into an IP address, which tells the computer where to go on the internet. While Amazon had said the issue had been fully mitigated. Just after 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time, the website Down Detector is reporting another spike in outages a few hours later. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Supreme Court announced today it will take up a case centering on whether people who regularly smoke marijuana can legally own guns. It's the latest firearm case in front of the high court since it expanded gun rights in 2022. Arguments will be heard in 2026. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. Filling in for Ted Allen, I'm Raymond Newpert. It was another massive rally nationwide for No Kings 2 on Saturday. Bob Haig has an update from here in Wisconsin.
Organizers say President Trump's actions are like those of a monarch. The crowd at Milwaukee's Cathedral Square Park estimated at 16,000, with 15,000 on Madison's Capitol Square, hundreds more in communities across Wisconsin. But in a statement, Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming called the protests a distraction from the Democrat shutdown, accusing Democrats of appeasing far-left groups over providing needed resources to Americans. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The annual report from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin shows domestic violence homicides took place in 28 Wisconsin counties last year. This is Executive Director Monique Minkins.
We noticed that there have been this increase in domestic violence homicide suicides where the harm doer takes the life of the victim and themselves, and they're mostly men. In fact, 77% of the harm doers were men.
In 2024, there were 110 domestic violence-related homicides in Wisconsin. The full report can be found online at End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin's website. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile wants to give President Donald Trump a medal. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award bestowed by the Congress, and Representative Van Orden has introduced legislation to award President Trump with it. The 3rd District Republican says that's in recognition of Trump's record of ending wars around the world, including a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and also that he didn't get this year's Nobel Peace Prize. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today with showers developing in the afternoon. Our high temperature in the lower 60s as our winds turn to the southwest, gusting around 30 miles per hour. Evening showers then becoming partly cloudy, lower 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. Currently 62 degrees.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And thank you for joining us for AOA, Agriculture of America. Always great to have you along for the conversation on the show, powered by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up here today, we're going to talk markets in just a moment with Darren Newsom. We'll follow that up with a look at the weather. ETN meteorologist John Baranek will join us for our weekly conversation on what is happening with the weather picture. Saw some rain over the weekend for many folks. We'll catch up on that and more. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear from the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan's going to join us. We're going to get a preview of their annual meeting and talk about rural policy and ag-related issues with Brian Duncan. Then we'll take a look at Ag News headlines to close out today's show. Again, brought to you by Cenex. With harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex stores, high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Power through the season, Cenex has what you need. Visit Cenex.com. For more, let's talk markets. Joining us now on AOA for our weekly conversation with him, Darren Newsom, senior market analyst at Bar Chart. Darren, hope you had a nice weekend. Thanks as always for being with us here on AOA.
Good morning, Jesse. I appreciate you having me on. And as for this weekend, I spent most of it on a trip down memory lane, writing about Black Monday, which was October 19th, 1987, the biggest by percent stock market breakdown in history. Mm-hmm. And that was the event that got me into this business way back when. And so I did a lot of thinking about that, writing about that, and, you know, and then to compare it to where we are today, it's been an interesting trip, over the last almost four decades.
Well, and, you know, thinking about your history and bringing up Black Monday, and, you know, we always talk about what's that next Black Swan mm-hmm. event going to be and things like that in these markets and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's I guess this thought just popped into my mind. The way that, you know, these grain markets have been trading, for instance, mm-hmm. and more lately, has it been a bunch of little events that have kind of capitulated together here and given us the current trade action we're seeing? I mean, your thoughts on that, Eric?
That is a great topic of discussion, something that we could talk about for an hour, Jesse, because you're right. You know, in this day and age, the only thing that's certain is uncertainty. And so that means there is this element of chaos. There's this cloud of black swans, potential black swans hanging over our head. But by definition, is it a black swan event, even if it is uncertain and unexpected, but we are expecting the unexpected? Does this create a different type of black swan event? Because we know, you know, one of the things I talked about in morning commentary today was the action in markets, grains, softs, metals overnight, and how it could be one of two things. And we'll get John's opinion here in a little bit. But, you know, when we looked at the softs and grains in particular, we saw all of this movement overnight. Was it tied to weather? Because these are weather derivative markets, or was somebody posting too unexpectedly? Not that posting was unexpected, but what was being said might have been unexpected to social media early mm-hmm. in the morning, changing the thought pattern. I don't know. These are all the things that the markets have to deal with these days, that algorithms have to wade through and continue to be influenced by. There is so much absolute nonsense, so many attempts at market manipulation that either work, in most cases they work, sometimes they don't, at least longer term, then they fall apart. But, you know, these are all the things that we have to deal with today that, you know, we didn't really have to deal with 40 years ago when Black Monday was the result of a lot of different things happening in the market, but we could see it. There's entire books built on what markets were showing us at that time that led to the collapse. Same thing in 1929. Today, every day is the same thing. It's all chaos, all black swans or potential black swans. And it does change the way we have to think about things.
Anything in the grains when you look at the spread activity and more here, Darren? You know, I noticed beans up a bit early Monday, quarter week quiet. Anything standing out to you here with some of that spread trade right now?
The only thing that really stands out to me is that we did see corn spreads covering less calculated full commercial carry last week. And so here, as we get to the other Monday, you know, not really showing anything. But if we look at the cumulative trade, it did look like there was some commercial buying in corn last week, telling us that harvest is moving far enough along that there are some bushels coming in, enough to meet demand, but most of the crops getting tucked away, and that merchandisers are having to fight a little bit now, you know, for longer term supplies. Immediate term, base is still weak, not changing much. So we know, again, some of those bushels coming in are being sold, but those that are getting tucked away are probably being locked up pretty tight until next spring, possibly summer. And this is where we're really seeing some of these spreads start to indicate a little concern about for merchandisers getting supplies to meet demand.
Should talk about the livestock sector and kind of the same thought of black swan, so to speak. Yeah. And I know you and I could really get into this, but of course the chatter about we have a plan to help with beef prices. That news came out late last week from the administration. And, you know, I know cattle futures really tanked on Friday. You know, the old thought in my head is I'm from the government and I'm here to help is what I'm seeing right now. And already getting pushback from some folks in the cattle industry. I think there's a lot of nervousness about what this could mean. Cattle to start Monday, at least, looking relatively quiet, Darren.
Yeah, you know, again, this is just some of the manipulation that we see. And people can call it whatever they want, but this is what it is. I mean, this is what used to be outlawed. But again, we know there are no such things as laws anymore. And so anything is possible. Anything can happen. Anything can be said. Supply and demand will win out in the end. And long-term, supply and demand has not changed. The U.S. administration is not going to change the supply and demand. That's the bottom line. They can say whatever they want. USDA can change boxed beef prices however they see fit. Doesn't necessarily have to be what the market is. But the bottom line is, until we actually see some sort of physical, actual change in supply and demand, these markets aren't going to change all that much. It's going to be hard to break these markets down long term.
It's kind of the thought of trying to address the symptom and not the fundamental problem, Darren.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And basically, I can't put any better than that. They're trying to talk about the symptom, and the underlying issue is, you know, still comes down, you know, fundamentals win in the end. And that's, you know, that's rule number six. That's my rule number six. And it's true. And so until we see some sort of fundamental change, until U.S. producers actually start increasing the herd size, and there's absolutely no reason for them to do it, then these markets aren't going to change all that much.
Well, like you said, we could probably talk an hour on some of these thoughts, but we'll have to leave it there. DarrenNewsom.com for more with that senior market analyst at Bar Chart. Darren Newsom, good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
AOA Today, powered by Sedex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Up next, we'll take a look at weather with DTN's John Baranek right here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fuelmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And don't let tough conditions slow you down this harvest season. Cenex Premium Grease provides equipment with superior strength and performance to keep you going. Safeguard your equipment with premium greases from Cenex. Talk to your local experts or go to Cenex.com. more information. Well, as we continue here on Agriculture of America, I know over the weekend, some folks maybe got a little bit of a pause to their harvest activities, as we did see a fair amount of rain move across portions of the U.S. And we are still seeing a little bit more activity here as we go into the new week here starting on Monday. Let's talk about what we're seeing with this weather layout. Joining us now, DT and meteorologist John Baranek. John, I got to say, an interesting weekend for many folks, getting some of that much needed rainfall and maybe a chance to take a break with the rapid harvest that has been ongoing across much of the country, John.
Yeah, I mean, some people, you know, just love to get out there and get to work, but we all need to take a break sometimes. Sometimes Mother Nature kind of forces the issue a bit. And we did see quite a bit of rainfall, really from eastern Oklahoma all the way up to Michigan, kind of in a line there. And then kind of southeast from that over the weekend. I mean, a lot of areas here is that honestly very consistent, a lot more consistent than I thought it would be. But very consistent 1 to 2 inches of rainfall over a large area of the country. And we saw some areas there get more than that, especially around kind of southern Illinois and into central Missouri. They're picking up over 3 inches in some spots and down in Louisiana, Mississippi as well. So, you know, the water was good, you know, because the drought has really been growing across these areas here lately. And it's good to kind of put that back a little bit. But I was hoping that this rainfall would really boost those water levels on the Mississippi and make transportation a little bit easier. But forecasts are not very promising on that, honestly. It's just kind of all soaking into the ground at the moment, not really being released in the rivers. But, you know, whether or not you got a break or a nice boost to your soil moisture, that's really what happened over the weekend for really a good chunk of the country. A good quarter of it saw some really good rainfall over the weekend there.
Well, thinking about getting into this week ahead, I know on Monday and Tuesday here, we got a bit of a system that's going to be moving across the north central part of the U.S. I know there's some pretty hefty winds with some of this as well into the plains. I mean, talk about the setup for early this week and what we're watching here, John.
Yeah, welcome to fall. It's these types of systems that we normally see here. Winds are going to be a big issue here with pretty much everything from now on. It's just kind of the time of year. But we do have a system that's moving from the Dakotas into Minnesota here this morning. There's some rain up there. Probably see that filling in throughout the day as it continues to move east across the Great Lakes into tomorrow and then into the northeast for Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll, you know, the showers here are not going to be anything like we saw over the weekend. Some spots maybe get some moderate to maybe some heavy rain out of it, just depending on where you're at. We may even see some lake effect showers. Thankfully, they'll be in the rain category, not the snow category. But those continuing on here later this week as well. But, you know, some rain, some wind. I think the wind is probably the bigger issue for some folks out there, especially in the Dakotas and really the plains, honestly. And, you know, where we've had issues with it being a little bit drier out there and you kick up some winds and we may have some issues with wildfire spreading a little bit. So be cognizant when you're out there this week for some of that wind.
Well, and even some stock quality issues as well. I've heard some chatter about some stock quality in corn that might be a problem if those winds ramp up across parts of the Midwest. And you know, looking through the rest of the week and getting into the end of the month. And, you know, something is in my mind here, too, John, to ask you about is, what's the pattern looking like? Are we going to see any, you know, shifts with the jet stream? Are we going to be pulling in any sort of activity here, you know, through the PNW into the Midwest over the next several weeks? I mean, what is kind of that slightly longer range setup looking like here for the next several weeks ahead? I mean, how is that overall pattern kind of shaping up right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of going through a transition right now. We've got, I mean, if you look at the upper level map, it's kind of interesting. We've just got this kind of train of systems from really from the east to the central to the Gulf of Alaska up to the Aleutian Islands of just kind of 4 or 5 little disturbances up there. And then we got another upper level trough across off the California coast. And all of these are going to create storm systems as they move their way eastward. And, you know, they're not going to have hard time doing so here this week. That's kind of the short term. But, you know, as we get kind of into the later portions of October and into early November, what we should expect to see is more of this ridge in the west and trough in the east. That's usually a colder pattern. It's usually a stormier pattern, but not storms as in big time, widespread rain producing storms. Windier storms for sure, and some colder storms that may bring in some snow. I hate saying that already, but you know, it is mid to late October. We're going to have to start saying it at some point. And this is kind of the setup going into early November here, where it's a little bit more favored for getting a little bit of colder air in and keeping the storminess up a bit, that we might end up with some snow in some spots. Yeah, very early in the season to talk about amounts or that situation, but just to remind people it's coming, and we will be in a kind of a colder look here for the eastern half of the country going into November. And it's interesting to kind of figure out like how long that might last. Usually it doesn't last very long. You know, you get a week or two of it and then you change that up and you get a new weather pattern. And so that's kind of what we're expecting. Just kind of this brief kind of period here in early November where it gets a little bit colder. And then we kind of change things up and get on the warmer side again for the second half of November. We'll see how that all works out. I mean, models, honestly, at this time of year are not very good at figuring out what's going to happen 2 or 3 weeks down the line. So we'll just have to keep our ears to the ground, eyes to the skies, and see what kind of clues it may be giving us.
We're having a conversation with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. Let's talk South America. What are you seeing in Brazil and Argentina this week?
Well, it's very interesting, honestly, for what's going on in central Brazil. It's in a weather pattern. You know, we're talking weather patterns here in the U.S., but what we usually see for weather patterns in central Brazil is this time of year, it's all monsoon type pop-up showers that just dot the area continuously for the next several months. But they haven't gotten into that just yet. They've been more on this rain being triggered by front situation that's very common for Argentina and southern Brazil. But central Brazil has been in on that too. I mean, they had one in kind of mid to late September where they got their first kind of wave of rain and then it dried out after that. They didn't see those pop-up showers returning until late last week. And then they had another front come through and it brought through another swath of you know, widespread rainfall, but it's clearing them out again this week and really not allowing those pop-up showers to really dominate the landscape like they usually do this time of year. So they're going through kind of an interesting period where they're getting rainfall and they're getting it, I guess, at a good enough clip. But it's not coming the way they normally see. So we'll see if that has any impact down the line. Now, the drier weather this week that they'll have is nice for their field work. They're still ahead of planting pace for soybeans there in central Brazil. And with drier conditions this week and the rain that came over the weekend, I think a lot of producers there will feel very good about continuing to increase their planting of soybeans here this week. But they may get a little bit nervous if they don't see that daily rainfall on their forecast every day. So we'll just have to see. I mean, there is a front that will be coming up from Argentina here this week into southern Brazil. They've had really good frequency of that happening here over the course of their springtime. And that front should get into central Brazil here next week. But if it's weak, if it's late, we may have some other issues there for southern Brazil or for central Brazil, sorry. So, I mean, that's going to be kind of a topic looking forward here. Honestly, I thought it was going to be the La Nina situation and Argentina and southern Brazil drying out. And that may, you know, come to fruition here over the course of the next several weeks. But I guess in the short term, it's, are they going to get enough rainfall here early enough in the season to have good germination of soybeans there in central Brazil? Or is it too erratic and may cause them issues later on down the line? Don't know, but it'll be something that we'll be watching for sure.
Very true. Very true. Well, with that, we are about out of time in this segment. I know folks can go online to dtnpf.com. That is the DTN website. A lot of weather information. John and his team post a lot of great articles and things there as well that folks can take a look at for more information. dtnpf.com. DTN meteorologist John Baranek, as always, thanks for joining us here on AOA. Have a great week, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Jesse. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. John Baranek with DTN joining us here on Agriculture of America. Selecting the right grease is critical. Senex Premium Greases help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Power through the season. Senex has what you need. Visit your nearest store or go to Senex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan, right here on AOA.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Talk again about
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale. Milk markets were higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 38 to 1703, December up 25 to 1676, January up 10 to 1629, February up 3 at 1629. Live cattle markets were mostly lower as the boxed beef prices were higher, and that helped to support the markets, along with some short covering as well due to some strength in consumer demand. Now, feeder cattle markets, they had been higher for most of the day, but were lower in deferred contracts. Again, on the comments from President Trump about Argentinian beef imports, higher in nearby months, though, due to some of those higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets lower in the nearby months as prices are at resistance levels. October live cattle up $1.60 to $241.85. October feeder cattle up $1 to $372.95. December hogs down 30 cents to $82.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher on the day. Now, soybeans really led the complex higher due to meal being $3 to $4 higher. That helping to really support the soybean markets, along with comments from President Trump about reducing some of those Chinese tariffs if they buy U.S. beans. Corn futures also moved mostly higher, again, due to the strength in beans. Wheat following suit. December corn up 3/4 to $4.23 1/4. November beans up 12 1/4.
Just like you, Senex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Senex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Senex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
As we continue here on Agriculture of America, our show powered by Senex Premium Diesel that provides today's High-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Protect your bottom line by investing in Cenex Premium Diesel. Go to your nearest store and talk with your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more. Joining us now here on Agriculture of America, it's been too long since we've been able to talk with the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan. Brian, welcome back to the show, sir. Hope all is well.
It's going really well, Jesse. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm in the combine.
Well, I was going to ask you how harvest season was going, and we hear you loud and clear at the combine. How have things been on your operation, and what have you heard from around the state?
Yeah, you know, it's good. Okay, let's start with that. I think everybody's saying good. Now, you know, I think 1st of August, we thought it was really, really, really good. I think we lost some yield due to August drought. Some of this corn did the old die down, dry down thing, we call it, with southern rust or tar spot. But the yields are good. If you'd have asked me 3 weeks ago when we started, I thought it was going to be my best crop ever. I think it's going to be really good. I think it'll be as good as last year. Verdict's still out on if it's best ever in my part of Illinois. And we were fortunate in my part of Illinois to have some August rain. You get in the southern two-thirds of the state, they did not. And so I don't think the crop has met August 1st expectations in a lot of, in at least a lot of the state of Illinois. But corn and bean, corn is dried down. I mean, I'm in northern Illinois, and I'm doing 114-day corn that's 16% here. That's unheard of for this time of year. So we got rained out a little bit on Friday, Saturday, but we're back at it again today.
I was talking about this a little bit in the last segment with John Baranek from DTN, with some of the projected winds that might be coming through with some of these next systems and more stock quality. Is that going to be a concern for folks across the state?
It already is. Already is. We had some pretty good winds yesterday. Yeah, I mean, some of the fun has gone out of it. We're going pretty slow through these fields, running the snouts on the ground, you know. Yes, you know, when we go with that late season drought, I think the plant started to cannibalize itself. And again, then with the disease pressures that came on, I think there's no doubt, at least what we're seeing, stock quality was impacted. It cannibalized itself to fill the year, you know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get things wrapped up here relatively soon and not have to deal with too many of those impacts here across a bunch of the Midwest. Well, Brian, one of the key things I wanted to talk to you about today and get your opinion and perspective on is just everything going on with the farm economy right now. Of course, the government shutdown continues, no end in sight there. That's holding up a lot of things, you know, the rumored farm aid, you know, things from USDA, et cetera, et cetera. There's just a lot going on right now, and I think a lot of angst in rural America. So I'll leave this a little open-ended to start our conversation, but what's your perspective on where things stand right now in farm country in terms of the ag economy?
Well, how about if I just say it's not where we wish it was? How's that?
That works.
You know, farmers, son, I also want to preface my comments by saying farmers have worked hard to develop markets. And we've spent a lot of our own money through checkoff dollars to develop markets. And so we'd much rather get our dollars from the marketplace than from the government. That being said, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty at this time in some of those export markets. So we're hoping to see some solid, significant, certainty brought back into the trade arena. But that being said, you know, as president of Illinois Farm Bureau, we are very concerned about the economic well-being of our members and AFBF. I don't know if you saw 2 weeks ago, we were in D.C. We have asked, the AFBF Farm Bureau has asked for some economic help, a bridge payment. But we've also asked for some significant policy wins that could really help agriculture. You know, trade agreements, first of all, that's top of the list. Let's get some of this stuff settled in, not just framework, But let's see some details. You know, there's tremendous opportunities, even if it's not for our raw commodities. Let's talk about ethanol or some of our processed products. Year-round E15, Jesse, that's low-hanging fruit. If we can get approval of year-round E15 and get moved to that, we've got the capacity to provide that. That would take an extra 2 billion bushels of corn. That's a win for everybody. Let's get whole milk back in schools. That will help our dairy farmers. Let's find a solution to protect interstate commerce so that one state cannot block products that are growing in another state from coming in there to be sold. You know, and Jesse, this isn't just a price situation that we've got of what we're selling and what we're paying. We've seen a consolidation in the fertilizer industry. We think there is fair reason to do some looking into, especially in the nitrogen markets, but what farmers are paying for inputs as we've seen the consolidation. Let's make sure the pricing policies are fair and transparent. And, you know, then as the government buys food for their nutrition programs, let's make sure it's wholesome American protein, fruits, vegetables. You know, so let's get those included as priority for our schools, for our military. You know, these are some policy wins that are there. But then that brings us to the next issue of the government shutdown. And I'm starting to hear more and more concern in farm country as this drags on. You know, we utilize commodity loan programs, you know, access to capital as harvest winds down, especially with depressed commodity prices. Farmers are looking to store, utilize commodity loans, and none of that's available to us. You know, the farm service agencies are closed. So, and the reports that we should be getting, we're not, that we rely on. And so, you can't do legislation. You can't do daily functions of the government if things remain closed. And so that's climbing on the list of concerns.
Brian Duncan, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, with us here on AOA. And I think about everything you said, and I'm glad you framed up many of those things, because it's not just a price issue of, you know, commodity price issue, but it's input prices and it's access to capital. And it's so many things combining together here that are compounding the concerns in rural America. And so I think about it from this aspect, Brian, is how can folks in farm country make their voice heard to their elected officials? How can they work with folks like you at the Illinois Farm Bureau to make folks in D.C. and wherever else they need to understand what is going on? Because I'm starting to really feel that we're all talking about this in rural America, but no one on Capitol Hill is necessarily listening in many ways.
They're locked in a stalemate right now, you know. And it's unfortunate. I do think, you know, well, first of all, how do you make your voice heard? You join an organization like Farm Bureau, and that magnifies your voice. And again, we are in communications. I'm not going to say daily, but I was in communications with congressional representatives from Illinois last week, bringing up these issues directly to them. And again, I think as more pressure comes to bear, and I think you even, if I saw this morning, Senator Thune started talking about trying to get the FSA offices reopened. I think the chorus gets louder as more people reach out to the representatives personally and tell their story. I think that's very, very important. And it's not just, you know, about the government shutdown. It's not just one issue. We got a farm bill that expired, you know, and I say part of this problem is we haven't legislated now in the big, beautiful bill, I guess it's called. There was Title I programming, some dollars, some farm bill stuff done. It was very important. Now those dollars don't arrive until next fall, that's a long time between now and then. But that was really important, and some of the tax provisions of that bill were really important. But there's an immediacy here that I think we're trying to communicate And part of it is we've been living on a 2018 farm bill, 2018 economic backstop, with now 2025 heading into 2026 prices. You know, Jesse, I don't need to tell you that what kind of a cost price squeeze that creates. And so, there's a lot of, again, there's low hanging fruit. Let's grab those. Let's some certainty in the trade area, especially with some of our biggest customers, would be welcomed by agriculture. And you know, as we talk about the future. Biofuels, certainly the potential there for rural America, not just farmers, but for all of rural America for economic prosperity is very significant.
Well, insightful thoughts, and we always appreciate you joining the show. We're getting up against the clock here, and I should mention the 111th annual meeting for Illinois Farm Bureau is coming up December 6th through the 9th in Chicago. Folks can learn more about that, ilfb.org. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan, great to have you back with us here on AOA, sir, and best of luck with the rest of harvest. We'll look forward to talking again real soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Duncan with the Illinois Farm Bureau joining us here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Coming up next, we'll take a look at news headlines. Back with more right after this.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSC, SIPC.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. What margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex Premium Lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, as we continue here today. Our program powered by Cenex. Cenex Premium Diesel provides today's high-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Protect your bottom line and get the most out of your equipment with Cenex. Go to Cenex.com for more. Well, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins acknowledged recently the government shutdown is holding up emergency farm aid. Rollins told Fox News that farmers won't see an emergency aid package until the government shutdown ends.
As soon as the shutdown lifts, we'll be ready to roll something out.
And with more than 42,000 USDA staffers furloughed, many from FSA and NRCS, figuring losses is hard.
We're not even entirely sure what the damage is yet, so it's hard to craft.
Separately, President Trump was asked about beef prices at a recent press conference.
I think we have a deal on beef that's going to bring the price of beef. That would be the one product that we would say is a little bit higher than we want it, maybe higher than we want it, and that's going to be coming down pretty soon, too. We did something. We worked our magic.
But was that magic a deal with Argentina getting a $20 billion U.S. financial bailout while it replaces U.S. soybean exports to China? Rollins was asked about Argentina.
What I've heard the president say over and over and Secretary Bessent over and over is that countries like Argentina, for the sake of world peace and world stability, it's important that President Milei is able to retain its leadership position in Argentina, and very, very important that Argentina continues to partner with America.
Well, farm interests have criticized the bailout as Argentina helps fill the void left by China shutting out U.S. soybeans, depriving U.S. growers of access to their top market at the height of harvest. Now, the beef price situation, that news really slammed cattle futures markets on Friday. There's rumors in the trade that this could be imports from Argentina. There could even be imports in there from Brazil for beef. I'm going to be very curious to see what happens here. We're already getting some pushback from various cattle groups. RCAF USA, in a statement on Friday, said they urged the president to address the fundamental problems of the beef market, not just its symptom. The symptom is that the U.S. has shrunk its beef cow herd to such a low level that it can no longer produce enough beef to satisfy domestic demand. But they say the fundamental problem is that decades of failed trade policies have allowed cheap, undifferentiated imports to displace the domestic cow herd, driving hundreds of thousands of cattle farmers and ranchers and millions of domestic beef cows out of the domestic beef supply chain, end quote. Well, Farmers for Free Trade held a listening session in Westby, Wisconsin with farmers and called for an end to the recent trade wars. Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of customers for American agricultural products are located in international markets.
Ultimately, we have 95% of the world consumers live outside the United States. So you think about our current situation, biggest export destination for ethanol, Canada. Biggest export destination for corn, Mexico. Biggest export destination for soybeans, China. If we're not selling to those countries, it's a big hole in our balance sheet.
Keel says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has helped to stabilize the relationships with Canada and Mexico, but the U.S. needs to keep the markets we have and find new ones.
Thank goodness we have the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that President Trump negotiated in 2019 and 2018. That's really stabilized those relationships. But it's really concerning when you hear conversations about, well, maybe we should pull out of USMCA or maybe we should tear it up. No, those are our two biggest agricultural export markets right now. We need to take the markets we have, open new markets. That's how we get stronger. And this trade war, we need to bring it to a rapid end because right now farmers are getting squeezed and we're hearing that all across the United States.
Well, the listening session was part of the Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade for Trade, a 14-state, 2,500-mile tour across America's agricultural heartland designed to amplify farmers' voices calling for relief from trade barriers. They also hosted a stop in Minnesota over the weekend. Well, the government shutdown has created a domino effect of challenges across the agriculture industry, and dairy is no exception. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation, said the lack of federal dairy reports is impacting market transparency and overall dairy economics.
Prices have been really decent this year, but certain commodities like butter have really dropped. Cheese has dropped to an extent, not the same degree as butter. So we're looking at some headwinds here, and part of it is the tariff situation, particularly when it comes to China and our exports there. Part of it is just the economy, and a lot of it is actually production. One of the reasons why butter has dropped as much as it has is that the amount of butterfat coming out of our cows has just grown by leaps and bounds in the past decade.
He said dairy producers have boosted protein and milk fat output, creating a surplus of cream and driving butter prices lower. With the shutdown, Galen warns that a lack of reports could cause increased market volatility.
If this goes on for weeks and we don't have USDA data to look at, then the marketplace is going to be even more volatile because there won't be any good information out there about supply and demand.
Once again, that's Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And the top Senate Republican is privately warning the White House that American farmers, a key GOP constituency, will continue to suffer if the Trump administration doesn't reopen the flow of certain farm loans amid the government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota is quietly pressing the administration officials to let farmers continue to access marketing assistance loans, which allow them to meet cash flow needs during harvest season and as they make planting decisions for next year, according to four people with direct knowledge of the conversations, including two Trump officials. Politico reports that would also require USDA to reopen thousands of shuttered county farm service agency offices across the country in order to facilitate these loans. So far, administration officials say they have no plans to shift other money around for the agriculture loans like they've done with troop pay and other priorities. Thune said in a brief interview Thursday, quote, "We're working that issue, and I hope to get an answer soon," end quote. Well, that is a look at Ag News headlines here on Agriculture of America as we are out of time. Today's program brought to you by Cenex. Overcome tough conditions. Extreme dirty conditions are new to farmers and ranchers. Combat that dirt and downtime with Cenex premium diesel fuel and premium lubricants. Partner with your local experts. They'll have the right product for you, or you could visit Cenex.com for more. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we'll hear from Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing. We'll also talk about some of the issues surrounding ag labor with Michelle Granger from the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission and Chris Butts from the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. And we'll look at markets with Brian Grady from Comstock Investments. All that and more coming up tomorrow on AOA. For now, thanks for joining us here on the program. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me.
since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I greatly appreciate them coming in their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297. CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and police say they averted an attack today at Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International. Authorities say the family of suspect Billy Cagle warned